everyone. This is the Soul Train's health and fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and today, as usual, we have a great guest, and they are Clive Tucker and Jill Kuhn. Is that how it's pronounced?
That's correct.
And Clive and Jill are Hudson residents who have recently moved into the area, and they have a new business called Watson's Cabinet at 426 Warren Street, Hudson, which has acupuncture services, and they also sell herbs, teas, and various health supplements.
That's correct.
So welcome to Hudson, folks. And you're here today because we're going to be talking about acupuncture. I've never had a guest on the show to talk about acupuncture. So I guess the main question is, tell the listener, what is acupuncture and how can it help your health?
Your health. Well, acupuncture is a system of balancing the energy in one's body. The Chinese labeled energy that flows through the universe as qi. And there's also internal qi that we all have coursing through our veins and our blood. And acupuncture is a way, by tapping into certain pressure points, we can balance the energetic grid of the human body. When there's pain, then things aren't flowing smoothly. And our main goal with acupuncture is just to remove obstacles, get everything flowing, and typically the pain should disappear or dissipate at that point. So it's all about achieving balance. That's what acupuncture does. And obviously, most people, I think, are aware it's done by using tiny hair-like needles that go into pressure points around your body.
Okay. Now, you mentioned energy. What exactly, I mean, how does energy manifest itself in your body, and how can acupuncture get involved with that energy?
Well, energy is life, and energy is constantly in motion. So I think the main thing, kind of like what I said before, is acupuncture has to remove an obstacle, because if there's a problem in the body, then somewhere in the flow of energy, there's some obstruction, and that can be pain, that can be disease, it has emotional aspects to it. It could be depression, or
so it's a blockage of some sort, and the needle has the effect of relieving that blockage.
That's correct. Or different points in combinations can relieve that blockage. So it's not necessarily I have pain in my knee, so put the needle where the pain is. The needle for pain in your knee could go in your head, or it could go in the hand, or in your ear. So there's all different combinations and theories. It really is an art form. Every practitioner brings their own style and their own beliefs to it, and wonderful things can happen.
Awesome. It sounds really fascinating. Now, thanks, Clive. Now, Jill, and I know you're a quiet talker, so
a little bit. Sorry.
So that's okay. We're going to break you into radio here. So what does what should the listener who's never had this done to them, should they expect when they first go to a practitioner like yourself?
Well, like any sort of practitioner, massage therapist, MD, doctor, you have to find someone that you vibe with, that you communicate well with, because communication is a big part of figuring out what imbalances are going on in the body.
But I mean, do you like make an appointment, and do you have to dress a certain way? Do you lay down on a table? Do you stand up? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So a typical treatment, I like to always communicate with whoever I'm working with beforehand, with the practitioner.
You can just lift that mic up and put it right next to your mouth.
There we go. I like to make sure that I can communicate with whoever I'm working with. Typically, there's an intake. You make an appointment. Then there's an intake form that you fill out to make sure we've got the basic health history. And then dress code, it's different for every practitioner and every individual, but the general rule is dress comfortably, because you're going to be relaxing on a treatment table, similar to a massage table.
Right. Now, if I came to you with a problem with my leg, mm-hmm. obviously I have to undress my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I'm interested in knowing is, if I'm feeling a problem, let's say, with my left knee, mm-hmm. is there something you need to do to my right shoulder to make my left knee feel better? Because, you know, everything's connected, they say. Or do you work just in that area?
No. You have to expose not your whole body, but typically most points go either below the elbows down to your hands, or below your knees down to your feet. So yes, if you are coming in for your knee, then you would get some needles in your opposite hand, for example.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. So what's that song? The left knee is connected to the right elbow.
There's a lot of wisdom to that.
Yeah. So you guys, now you studied acupuncture in the same place?
No.
Or you did, where did you study?
I went to school at Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington.
And you?
I studied at the Traditional Chinese Medical College of Hawaii on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Okay, so acupuncturists do they get a degree or a certification? How does it work?
Well, it's a master's degree program if you're studying traditional Chinese medicine, which includes acupuncture is really only 50% of the medicine. The herbs are the other 50%. And if you're studying both, then it's a master's degree. If it's simply, some schools now do have programs where you can simply study acupuncture. And I think that, I'm not quite sure how long that takes, but we both studied, we received our master's in traditional Chinese medicine.
So. Okay, now who is your typical patient, if there is one? I mean, what kind of issues would they have? And
most patients come in for pain, but that's the least that acupuncture can do. It works very well as a preventative medicine. Everything from a cold and flu to allergies to chronic fatigue type issues, autoimmune issues, can all benefit from acupuncture, because it's not just relieving issues, it's balancing, it's finding that balance within your body.
And what about stress reduction? Can it be used for that?
It's incredible for stress reduction.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you stick a needle in me right now? No, I'm not. I don't want to give the impression I'm stressed out, folks. But, you know, if it's that easy, just stab away, you know. Hey,
You're stressing me out.
Can I borrow one of your needles? I'll stab myself whenever I'm getting stressed. But, you know, I think there are people out there who feel, and who've never tried acupuncture, who feel it might be a little goofy. So I'll give you a chance to defend that. I'm not one of them. I think it sounds very logical, makes a lot of sense. But there's a lot of history behind acupuncture, isn't it?
I think that's exactly it. It might be goofy, but you're looking at a medicine that's over 2,000 years old. Perhaps it could be 6,000 years old. All I can say is you have to try it in order to, make a judgment call on it. And I myself am a huge skeptic by nature, but I've just seen so many people come in and be completely transformed. And I've seen people who it doesn't affect that much. So that's possible as well. But it's an amazing medicine. In the Western world, we're trained to look for a quick fix and not take much responsibility, I believe, in our own healing process. But in acupuncture, it really engages all levels of our being.
All right. Well, it certainly sounds like it's worth a try, folks. It doesn't sound like there's a big risk involved. And these folks, of course, sound like they know what they're doing. So this has been the Soul Train segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Ed Furtick, and our guests today have been Jill and Clive of Watson's Cabinet, located on 426 Warren Street in Hudson. And they have a website, actually, at watsonscabinet.com.
And you can check out our Facebook page, too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, folks. And please tune in to the Soul Train segment next time. So this is Ed Furtick signing off. At least I'm trying to sign off. And see you soon.